All right, so it's 7 minutes now past 2 o'clock. Welcome to the second hour of Power Lunch and Power 98.7. In Workplace Dynamics today, we're talking about politics in the workplace. How far can you take your political speak and activity? What's allowed when it comes to what's permitted at home, at work, and gatherings and all of that, and wearing some of your, regalia and things like that? What is allowed? What is permitted? What is policy? What is acceptable? What is not? As far as the workplace is concerned. And I'd love for you to chip in on 0861-987-000 and tell us about your work environment and maybe reflect on some past experiences about how involved you were, if there were any consequences as a result of all of that. I'd love to hear from you. You can tweet at PowerFM987 and tweet me at Miss Apilele. We're joined on the line by Director of the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofbeyer, Thabang Rapuleng, who joins us on the line. How are you today, Thabang?
I'm good, yourself, Apilele?
I'm good, thank you. So is it your view that perhaps a lot of the time we don't bother really familiarizing ourselves with office policy, workplace policy around what it is that we can and cannot do, what's acceptable, what's allowed? We only get to know some of these things when maybe, we're being taken through processes or being disciplined. But, upon starting our relationship in the workplace, upon, starting our engagement to begin with, we hardly ever familiarize ourselves with these things.
Indeed, Apilele, more especially when it comes to things like electioneering, because we often get ourselves caught in the moment of politics, and we tend to forget that there are policies in place that regulate such activities at the workplace.
Yeah. Maybe let's talk about simple conversations. I think everybody has caught the election fever now, because we are approaching elections in about a week. So everybody's talking, about who they're going to be voting for, which way they are politically aligned, and maybe having very rigorous discussions around, where they stand when it comes to who they are going to be voting for or what they think about, Party A and Party B. So as far as having those kinds of conversations, is there room there for us to have them as openly, as robustly, or are there limits within that as well?
Well, there is room to have discussions and even robust discussions as colleagues on political issues and including political parties.
Yeah.
However, obviously, like any other discussion, there's restrictions in that obviously one cannot tolerate or allow discussions that are seen to be, for example, racist in the workplace to take place or sexism views to be expressed in the workplace. So those kind of prohibitions will still be in place even when you are discussing politically. But that does not mean you cannot engage in a robust political debate as colleagues.
Just be careful to not be offensive, especially where race issues are concerned. I mean, that's always a delicate one. And when it comes to regalia, I would imagine that it depends on the kind of work environment that you are in. Where are our limits there, as far as you know?
Interestingly, Apilele, there is no general restriction on wearing political regalia at the workplace, unless your employer has a policy or a practice in place that is known that prohibits wearing of political regalia. In the absence of a policy or a practice known by all, there is no general prohibition to wearing political regalia. And I think that has been tested in the space when you look at within the union environment, where you'll find that the employer will have a recognized union, but you'll find people wearing political colors or a regalia of an unrecognized union. And the labor court has said more than once to say there's nothing wrong with that. You cannot prohibit someone wearing the regalia of a political union that you do not recognize. So I think in the same spirit, it will set precedent even for just general political regalia.
But also when it comes to that, I think one must be very, very careful, because it literally makes a loud statement about which way you align politically. And there, you might find yourself wide open to maybe being sidelined or maybe not being treated well based on the statement that you make on this regalia that you're putting on at work.
Yes, ideally that should not happen. Yeah. Ideally you should not fight.
But we're dealing with human beings in the workplace, isn't it?
Yeah, but we are dealing with human beings in real situations.
Mm.
Indeed, you'll find yourself inviting certain views,
yeah,
inviting certain debates that you might not want to engage in.
Yeah.
And obviously it might be seen as if you are pushing a political agenda,
yes,
in the workplace.
Yes.
So there is those inherent risks.
Mm. 0861-987-000. You're welcome to the conversation. You are also part of people that have caught the election fever. And how far are people taking it in your workplace? You personally, wearing of regalia, having robust discussions and debates about political party X and political party Y, and just your views around who you think should be leading this country and maybe taking that into the workplace. How has it worked out for you? Is it very tense right now in the office space because other people are making it known which way they're politically aligned? I'd love to hear from you and maybe other people that actively campaign for people's votes in the workplace. So I'd love to hear your experiences and your thoughts around it. 0861-987-000. You can tweet at PowerFM987 and tweet at Miss Apelele. Let's talk about campaigning at work and actively trying to engage and solicit some kind of support from other employees. Surely there are very strong limits about, you know, how far you can take that.
Yes, active campaigning is generally prohibited in the workplace.
Yeah,
it will only be allowed in a situation where your employer has explicitly made provision for it. And by active campaigning, I mean things like you calling political meetings or political gatherings in the,
yeah,
workplace,
yeah,
in order to sell one political party or the other. That there's general restrictions to that unless you've got explicit permission to do so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And maybe those people who perhaps tend to be very lax about these kinds of things, I'd love to know, in terms of just the kind of action, I suppose, that the workplace can, or the employer can take if you are actively campaigning in the workplace. Maybe let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah. There it will be guided by the employer's own disciplinary code.
Yeah.
And again, you might find that it will be it's a breach of a rule if there is an express rule, but it can also be a breach of a workplace standard.
Mm.
And depending on, obviously, on your disciplinary record and the seriousness in which the employer takes the misconduct,
mm-hmm,
it can result in a dismissal.
Yeah. Ooh, a dismissal. Sure. Can you plead ignorance as far as that is concerned? I didn't know, so therefore.
Yes, for example, you'll find that these certain employers, by virtue of their operation, they need to be seen to be politically neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And if your conduct now compromises that employer in that regard, it could amount to a serious misconduct. But
yeah,
obviously that will differ on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 0861-987-000. Let's hear from you now and your own personal experiences. Politics in the workplace. How far can you take it? How far have you taken it as far as just speak and maybe also trying to engage with people vigorously, challenging certain political ideas and all of that, and being active, wearing regalia? How far have you taken your political activity in the workplace, and have you faced any consequences around that? What's allowed in your workplace? What have you seen? 0861-987-000. We're joined on the line by Director of the Employment Practice at Cliffdekker Hofmeyr, Thabang Rapuleng, who joins us on the line. It's 16 minutes now past 2, and let's go to Lota, who's in Centurion. Hi.
Hi, Apelele. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, I think your guest is quite correct to say that your views may actually be associated with a certain party,
yeah,
once disclosures have been made.
Mm.
And depending on where you are through that process, you may actually be victimized,
mm,
or be patched out.
Yeah.
For me, it was about 4 years ago when I was working for the Western Cape province.
Ooh.
And then they got to learn about my activities are after certain hours.
Mm.
And then they called me in to say, Chief, we've noted while we've noted that you are active outside of your working hours, but there's conflict of interest.
Oh, wow.
And these conflict of interest, they involve confidential information, they involve political intelligence, therefore you must choose.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how did that end up going?
I think that I made a choice. I think the manner in which they handle it, it's much more better than what other parties would have done.
Yeah.
Because they would have simply found something and paid you out. So I'm still happy with the way they've handled it. I've seen dirty tricks being played by other parties.
Oof. Wow. Lota, thanks for sharing that experience. Very interesting indeed when you work for government departments or if you're working, for a political office and it's seen that you are in support of maybe an opposing party and somehow being victimized as a result of all of that. Koketso in Mahalis, hi.
Yes, hi, Pelele.
How's it?
I'm fine, thanks, and you?
Good, thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I think politics, like, in the workplace, is a very sensitive issue. I mean, it's similar to religion, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I'm not in support of people wearing political regalia in the workplace. Mm. I think they're sort of out there. But what I've also noticed a lot of the time is that, particularly when you sort of interact with our white counterparts, in your workplace or going about your business, they'll always want to ask you about what you think of Jacob Zuma or what you think of Julius Malema. And it's like, they say these are the same people who then tell you that or sanction you should you come wearing your ANC T-shirt or your EFF T-shirt,
But
they're so quick to ask you what your opinion is about this person and so on. So I find, like, the very same people who enact the rules, which most of the time is white bosses, are the ones who are always so curious, to ask you, what is your opinion about such and such a person? Or what do you think about this? And try to strike up a conversation where,
sizing you up.
Oh, I think Jacob Zuma is the best person, or I think Julius Malema is the best person. That will count against you. So they almost want to see, are you like one of those, like house nigger people where...
Yeah.
Excuse my language in terms of that, but they want to see, are you sort of with them in the sense that you're going to rubbish Jacob Zuma or Julius Malema?
Yeah.
Like, they're such evil people and they're like this and like this.
Mm.
And when you do say the opposite of what they expect, you can even see the expression changing. Telling them that, no, people are allowed to vote for whoever they want to vote for, people shouldn't be, because it's almost like they think by them doing that, they're going to sort of brainwash you into not voting for those people or seeing them in a negative light. Because you know what? Everybody sees them in a negative light. So I find I really always take exception to, particularly when white people who I don't even know some of them, or some of them you just come across, want to throw out politics and discuss it with you. I've even gotten to a point where I just tell them I don't discuss politics.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Like, and I just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I find when you do delve into it, it just always gets very heated, It gets very, very heated because they're sort of trying to tell you what to think about this person. Or they want to see you rubbish an African person in front of their eyes. I don't know what they aim is. I've just found now, for the sake of peace, I just tell them I don't want to discuss this thing with you. Because I find ideologically we are very, very different.
Sure,
So I prefer not to, indulge them.
Yeah.
Because they're only sort of throw it out. You can be going to the gym, Apelele. The person at the reception, if it's a white person, will ask you, oh no, did you see the newspaper? Oh, especially during when Jacob Zuma was president. It was the worst.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Every white person in lifts, escalators, would want to discuss Jacob Zuma and, how he's running the country down. And then they want you to just basically regurgitate what they're saying to you. And it's like when you refuse to say that, it's like you can see the expressions change. Like, you're not satisfying me and you're not telling me what I want to hear.
Sure. Koketso, always good. Thanks so much for that contribution. Talking about the subtlety with which, some of these conversations come about and the resultant victimization once you have aired your views now and responded to that. And also talking about choosing to say, hey, I don't discuss politics, Thabang.
Yes. In fact, I think Apelele, you just put it correctly, especially when one responds to the first call, I think it was Lotta. That was victimization, because working in the public sector, regardless of which party is governing at that moment, that cannot restrict political views of employees. Employees are they still have a constitutional right to affiliate to a political party of their choice.
Yeah.
And provided that when they're doing those, he said it was off-work political campaigning, they don't commit misconduct, there should be no issues there.
Yeah.
You know, if they were to commit a misconduct, for example, express racist views while they are campaigning off-work, then the employer is justified to take action. But the employer cannot say, by virtue that we are a governing party in this municipality or in this government department, therefore it means everyone must be aligned to our political view. That's correct. That's incorrect, and that's victimization.
Yeah.
But it does happen. And with the second caller, again, I think politics form part of our day-to-day lives.
Sure.
And there's a very thin line in strict politics and you discussing government issues. She used Jacob Zuma as an example. Jacob Zuma was also a president of the country.
Yeah.
So one can say, well, but we are now talking about the president of the country. We are not talking Jacob Zuma, the president of the ANC. So there is that very thin, that gray area where it becomes difficult. But I do agree with her that the best approach to adopt is simply to resist engaging in such discussions.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, depending on how active you are in your politics, you will get very excited and want to campaign and want to engage with people and want to try and have conversations where you can solicit their support for the organization you're very passionate about. Maybe just give us a sense of, you know, how careful we must be around all of that. I mean, we've spoken about Lota's experience where he was saying he was doing everything he was doing in the workplace, but then he did, you know, his campaigning or whatever way in which he was showing support for his political party outside of the office hours, yet he was still, you know, faced with the issue that he was. And then we have Koketso, who was saying, my stance generally is I stay out of it. I don't discuss. I don't engage, especially in the workplace. And we know white corporate South Africa sometimes can make you feel uneasy about being a black person who's seen to be supporting the EFF or the ANC because, you know, they might have certain feelings about that to begin with. So maybe things that we can be careful about in our excitement, in our wanting to, you know, show up for our parties and make sure that we are getting the kind of support to make sure that our party emerges at the end of the day. Just things for us to consider and keep in mind.
Yes, I think the number one thing to be mindful of is there a policy in the workplace?
Sure.
Check whether you have a policy in the workplace that regulates political engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is, you need to be familiar with that policy and make sure that you stay within the ambit of the policy.
Yeah.
That's one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there might not be a policy, but you might find that there is a workplace standard which has been established. Maybe you might find there were communications, a general communique issued to all employees saying, you know, by virtue of A, B, and C, we don't believe that people should engage in political discussions in the workplace and so on.
Right.
Just be familiar with those, whether is it a regulated area.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Number two, always be mindful that when you express your views, it might not be received in the same manner in which it goes out from you. So you need to be extra careful, especially when you're talking politics, that you don't run the risk of being seen to be being sexist, for example. You don't run the risk of being seen to be racist and so on.
Yeah.
But it's something that you need to have that kind of safeguard. And obviously, another thing is to say, what is my relationship with the person I'm talking to?
Sure.
If you know that you've got a strict professional relationship with the person, and then you go and start a sensitive political issue. You go and talk land, for example, and you've got a strict professional relationship with this person. One should anticipate that the reaction might not be what you are expecting. So you need to exercise some kind of wisdom when you engage in such discussions. But ultimately, when all is said and done, there is no law in South Africa that says you cannot have political views or express your political views. You can express your political views in discussion and in conversations and so on, provided that in doing that you do not go out of, you are not seen to be now infringing on other people's rights or dignity and so on.
Absolutely. Lerato in Pretoria, hi.
Hi. We don't, in my company, we don't engage in politics at all, because obviously there is a consequences to you aligning yourself to a particular party. For example, there was the march for the farmers, and then people had to write their names down. And then there was also, I remember, I don't know if you remember, the strike where the taxis had shut down the roads.
Yes, yes.
And people didn't come. And then that, for example, was taken as you are supporting a particular party.
Wow.
And obviously there's political connotations to you not being at work because now you're in support of. But with the white marches where there were farms, I don't know, the people wearing black, you know, supporting the farmers and farm killings, there was nothing. If you didn't come, then there's no affiliation to any particular party. But we know that farmers are associated with the white parties. Obviously, blacks would be associated EFF or whatever the other party would be, you know, or hooliganism or anything like that. So it's always safer not to say anything, because from there on, your activities will be deemed to be politically aligned to a particular party.
Sure.
So it's always safer not to engage in it.
I 100% agree with you, Lerato. Mm. But post-elections, of course, we will have a number of things in the workplace that take place and, you know, issues around unions then, you know, and how perhaps you express your support for this union and the next union. Because a lot of people who, you know, are in the workplace who are vocal about being part of this particular union or being active and all of that are often seen as troublemakers, hey, Thabang?
Unfortunately, there's still that view in some employers that when you are pushing a union stance or doing your duties as a union shop steward, for example, that you are a troublemaker.
Mm.
And again, it's because we don't live in a perfect world where things should be done accordingly. But there should not be a rule to close out the unions or the views of the unions, especially when the employer has taken a lead to recognize the union. Union officials must be given the space to be free to express and to advance the cause of their members, provided obviously they also stay within the ambit of the law. They also cannot go and be and utter discriminatory statements in the workplace, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They also have the to exercise their duties within the ambit of the law. But it should not. But I think it's important to point out, Apelele, that indeed corporate South Africa, some elements of it, certain segments of it, have been inconsistent in how they deal with issues of politics.
Mm.
One will remember when there was a mass march demanding the Zuma must fall. Let me call it the Zuma must fall march.
Yeah.
Some employers went as far as to say, it's fine, employees can go join the march, you know, employees will be allowed to go out and so on.
Mm.
That was a politically aligned statement or march.
Yeah.
And yet some employers, when the late Mama Winnie passed on and some employees were coming in wearing black and wanting to wear their political regalia, some employers took offense to that, saying, you know, we are politically neutral and so on. So corporate South Africa, some segments of it have indeed been inconsistent in how they deal with the issue of politics in the workplace.
And let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your insights, Director of the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Thabang Rapuleng there. Just be safe about it. Keep politics out of the workplace. It's 2:30 now, time for your latest news.